Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change. So, it's Andrew Gall here on Gall's Question Time, and I'm at Sky Centre with Marek, who's Director for Startup Investments and Partnership at Sky. So, hi Marek.
Hi Andrew, my name is Marek Rubyshinsky. I run Sky's corporate venturing company. It's referred to internally as Sky Startup Partnerships and Investments. My background is in commercial and business development in telecoms, media and high tech, including a stint in consulting. More recently, I've focused on strategic partnerships and long-term corporate development before taking on the Sky Ventures role.
Excellent. Thank you for that introduction. Could you give us what's the purpose of Sky Startup and Investment and Partnership, please?
Well, Andrew, our mission at Sky is to partner with startups for three deceptively simple reasons. One is to accelerate innovation, two is to find new growth, and three is to identify opportunities to be more efficient. We do this through a hybrid of commercial partnerships and minority investing, and we do it because we believe that the startup ecosystem represents a unique pool of disruptive people, ideas and technologies that we're keen to tap into as a corporate who's always looking out for what's next and how to be better at what we do.
Great. And what technologies, business models and types of areas are you looking for?
Well, our thesis in the Sky Startup Partnerships and Investments team is built around three disruptive strategic themes aligned with our core strategy. And these are things that we know are affecting us and the wider market, which create both risks and opportunities. The first of those is disruptive online TV, where we are looking to get ahead of whatever has the potential to change our existing TV businesses, be that new models and approaches, new content, or new platforms and distribution methodologies. Here we see this as an opportunity to continue to disrupt ourselves as we grow and evolve as a business. The second is the move to digital and mobile native behaviors and activity across all of our customer touch points. A big focus here for us being ad tech and marketing tech, that we can help make sure that every interaction between Sky and our customers is as good and valuable as it can be for both of us. The third theme is around big data and AI, as we are working to transform Sky into the world's most data-focused media business. We want to leverage our unique data to drive products, decisions, and operations, and we believe that startups will play an invaluable part in helping us along that technology journey.
Great, that great overview there. Could you outline the processes that you use for engaging them with the startups?
Sure. We're a purely strategic corporate venturing company, and all of the investments that we make are off the balance sheet. We do have a couple of investments in niche funds that we use to access sort of deal flow in very particular areas, but primarily we source our deal flow directly and organically through networking and proactive scouting. In that sense, Andrew, I don't think there's a substitute for wearing out the shoe leather in going out and finding the deals. We do have a budget. I can't comment on the allocation, that's confidential, but we do have an annual budget that we work to. And in terms of our engagement strategy with startups, we focus on deriving value from identifying trends and opportunities early, gaining insight and learning through partnering with startups commercially, and then we overlay onto that the ability to invest where there's a clear strategic benefit. So we look at investments where they can give us early access to insight or technology, where it will prioritize our requirements, where it will accelerate our innovation in product or service, or it will give us access to a growth opportunity, whether that's through collaboration or eventual acquisition. So when it's the right thing to do, we look to invest, and that opens up the opportunity in terms of our work with the startup in order to build a more strategic relationship and a sort of deeper partnership.
And what is it you feel you offer to the startups and the partners?
Well, as sort of strategic investors, we can do a number of things. We certainly have a good track record of creating commercial opportunities that add to valuations, and that can't be overlooked in terms of what a startup looks for from a strategic investor. And we have a good track record of supporting good financial outcomes and exits. In terms of the USP that we pitch into startups and you know, other investors, the lead financial investors, we are Europe's largest entertainment company, so we bring sort of fundamentally credibility and scale in the media space. As a tier one sort of strategic commercial partner, we can be a blue chip case study for startups that work with us commercially. We can help to define strategic direction in areas of expertise that we have around content, media, communications, and monetization. For a lot of the US startups, we're a great route into the UK and EU markets and beyond, a great stepping stone partner. And because we're vertically integrated in terms of our business, we can be a one-stop shop in terms of taking propositions to market outside of the US, whether that means because we've got the rights to content, we can work with talent, we have distribution chains and models already in place. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, we are very attractive in our sector versus other strategics.
Excellent, thank you. And do you sit on the boards of these businesses that you invest in?
We don't in the startups team. We have a minimum requirement to always have a board observer in all our investments. We have a sort of a thesis around not having board directorships to avoid conflicts of fiduciary duties. But what we do is we provide very committed board observers from within the business. They're usually senior director or functional MD level people from Sky who are recognized as experts in their industries. And we leverage their expertise to really lean in and add value to the startups at board level. Myself and my team will often act as backup board observers and support the lead board observers sort of either side of the process in terms of briefing, support on the day, kind of debriefing afterwards and getting value.
Okay. Well, actually, could we move on to the people aspect now? People are so central to the success of the innovation and venturing. Can you describe, you know, who's in your team and how you interact with the core business, building on that last point?
Sure. So it is a dedicated team. Yeah, so it's worth pointing that out, as often this activity can be distributed around other functions like strategy and finance. But we made the decision 4 years ago that a dedicated team was crucial to this. We are mostly based in London, but we also have a presence in San Francisco for obvious reasons in terms of the West Coast and the Valley. We have a representative in New York to cover the East Coast in the US, and the investment team sit here in London alongside a couple of other people who cover the rest of Europe in hotspots like Stockholm, Berlin, Paris, and we also cover Israel. We do believe it's crucial to have a dedicated team, but it's equally crucial that most of them are long-term Sky employees, because stakeholder buy-in for a strategic corporate venturing company is, I think, probably the number one priority. And it can be very hard for someone without the existing internal network and personal relationships to make that work. Unlike a fund-based approach, we've got more people than just the CFO to keep happy on a day-to-day and a long-term basis. So even though we're a pure strategic investor, our deal origination activity and people management approach is much more like you would see in a fund in terms of the processes, right down to sort of having sort of Monday pipeline meetings, Friday investment committees, and everything in between that supports that deal flow and that funnel.
Yeah, I can see, as I said, people are so central there to depending what you're doing and the right process and that as well. So can you please give us some examples of ventures that you've invested in to bring some of these to life?
Sure. I'll sort of focus on ones that might have more of a consumer or externally facing focus. So one of our earliest investments was Roku, which is an OTT streaming device platform company and brand. It's very popular in the US, and it's probably the best case example of where it's a long-term strategic collaboration with a startup to bring not just their sort of insight and technology, but actually go to market with them in a joint way. So the our Now TV box platform is powered by Roku, and that is a joint roadmap and a joint platform here in the UK and elsewhere in Europe. Other examples of more recent investments, especially in that disruptive TV space, would be Fubo TV, which is a currently US-based online aggregator of live TV sports channels, and Molotov TV, which is a Paris-based, online live TV OTT provider, who have a very interesting freemium and network PVR approach to delivering TV experiences. We've had a couple of exits. I guess probably a notable one to mention would be Elemental, which was sold to Amazon Web Services about 18 months ago.
All right. Okay. So thanks very much for that. So I'm seeing that leading CVCs that I'm working with are now seeing they should be connecting together different technologies, startups, and new business models to create what I term innovative new value chains. Mm. And really, you know, in your industry with new tech devices, big data, artificial intelligence, virtual reality, etc., there must be some disruptive innovation that you're seeing. How are you getting that across to the core business to engage in seeing how this could fundamentally change your organization?
Well, I definitely agree that I see that as a challenge, because it's so often easy to focus on what tomorrow's problem is or the next month or even next year's, and it's difficult to engage with what's going to happen after that. And fundamentally, startups are good at doing that because they have a much longer term vision around the future. We work very closely with a number of areas of Sky's business, the strategy teams, the senior leadership of Sky. We work very directly with on what we're seeing happening, and we also make sure that the board observers, who, as I was explaining before, we pick sort of functional experts from the business. They then feed back what they're seeing both into their areas but more broadly into the wider leadership sort of community here at Sky. So we try and take a multi-pronged approach. We don't just rely on a single route in. We try and make sure that we're landing insight around that disruption and what's going on in the startup world that might affect us in the future across a number of at a number of levels, starting with the sort of sea level at Sky and then sort of working down throughout other relevant areas.
And are you connecting together these different technologies then to create these new business models in your mind even?
Well, we are, but ultimately we work sort of push and pull. So when we see hotspots emerging, so for example in sort of AI sort of enabled chatbots, sort of conversational interfaces, there's definitely why don't we just use that as an example of how that would work through? There's definitely been a point at which that has now grown to become a potential reality. It probably will take a couple of years for that to get at mass scale, but we're working now to having identified that hotspot and the insight that sort of comes from working with startups in that area to drive that into the senior management and the strategy and business areas where it touches on our sort of work with customers. So for example, in customer service or other areas where we engage with, we have conversations with customers. And then we will, work on a pull basis as well, where there is a need for efficiency. For example, being better in engaging with customers, in how you talk to them, We might have the the MD of customer service say, find me a better way of engaging with my customers. A lot of them say they want to do it through messaging apps. We will then marry the two together and try and build an opportunity over the long term to bring that disruptive insight around, in this instance, conversational interfaces driven by AI tech into the reality of a customer service estate to deliver better, more efficient, more accurate customer interactions.
Excellent. Thanks for that. Thanks for that example. And how do you report and demonstrate your strategic and sort of financial performance?
As I said, we're not a fund, but we do have some fairly standard, regular financial reporting that we use with our sort of senior stakeholders, including the CFO. But the remainder of our focus is on delivering and demonstrating strategic benefits and value. And we do that through regular formal and informal engagement with those sort of various levels that I described before. And that includes regular written sort of exec briefings and summaries, sort of C-level sessions with the team and the board observers who are getting the direct insight. We run thematic insight summits sort of internally at Sky that we invite sort of key stakeholders to. And we also collaborate with other parts of Sky on strategy papers and white papers sort of in relation to that insight and that learning. But ultimately, going back to your point around creating something new, this all comes to life when real opportunities are brought into the business and can lead to us working in a new way or us bringing something new to market. That's when the real kind of learning lands.
Excellent. Thanks so much for those overviews and that there on how startup and partnership is working. And what do you do to relax when you're not busy and in your early in Sky Centre?
I do love my family time. It's probably my main focus outside of work. But when I do get some additional time, I'm a big board sports fan, so I try and snowboard in the winter, and I wakeboard and wake surf in the summer.
Excellent, Marek. Thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate the insight.
No problem at all. Thank you, Andrew.